From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus has unveiled the bill he hopes can pass his committee and the full Senate. But so far, the measure is getting less than rave reviews. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Baucus has spent most of the summer negotiating behind closed doors with two other Democrats and three Republicans on his committee. The bill he's unveiling today is the result of those talks. It's less generous than the bills that have emerged from other House and Senate panels and less expensive. But it still hasn't won the explicit backing of a single Republican. Meanwhile, Democrats are already complaining that it could end up costing the middle class, who'd be required to have health insurance, too much. Julie Rovner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Federal Reserve says industrial production rose last month for the second month in a row. The Fed says output by U.S. industries rose 0.8 percentage point. Production was also twice as fast as first estimated in July. Still, the Fed says capacity utilization rate, another barometer of economic activity, was well below average. Consumer prices rose more in August than most analysts had expected, but there's still little incentive for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates because most of the inflation was tied to higher gasoline prices. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Prices rose by 0.4% in August, but the Labor Department says the increase was just 0.1% if energy and food prices aren't included. And although food and energy account for large portions of the average consumer's budget, the low underlying inflation rate gives the Federal Reserve little reason to raise interest rates. They are usually raised to fight inflation. And right now, the Fed is primarily interested in helping boost economic activity. One way to do that is to keep borrowing costs low. The Cash for Clunkers program helped keep August prices in check by pushing auto prices down with government cash for trade-ins of older cars. But the program has ended, and it's widely believed September's figures will show car prices rising again. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Three U.S. service members died when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. A U.S. military spokesman says the attack occurred yesterday. Violence is on the rise across Afghanistan over the past 3 years as the resurgent Taliban has resumed control of large sections of countryside. Thousands of additional U.S. troops were deployed this summer to bolster Canadian and British-led operations in Taliban strongholds. This year has been the deadliest for U.S. troops since the 2001 invasion. Authorities in New Haven, Connecticut, have released a Yale University lab technician questioned in connection with the murder of graduate student Annie Lay. Police have described him as a person of interest and said they would let him go after collecting some DNA samples from him. His apartment was also searched. Lay's body was found stuffed behind a wall in a Yale research lab. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 62 points to 97.46, the Nasdaq up 17. This is NPR. A Virginia judge has set an execution date for the man who masterminded the sniper attacks in the Washington, D.C. area 7 years ago. John Allen Muhammad is scheduled to be put to death November 10th. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo killed 10 people in the Washington, D.C. area in 2002. They shot and wounded six more. And before that, the pair killed six people in Louisiana and Alabama. One of the men who died was an engineer named Dean Myers. Muhammad shot him in the head at a gas station in Manassas, Virginia. That shooting led to Muhammad's death sentence. During the trial, Muhammad served as his own lawyer. Now the man representing Muhammad says he'll appeal the sentence to the Supreme Court, arguing that Muhammad is mentally impaired and should never have been allowed to represent himself. If the Supreme Court and Virginia's governor do not intercede, Muhammad will be executed in about 8 weeks. His accomplice, Malvo, was a minor during the shooting spree and is serving a life prison sentence. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
South African police say they broke up an international drug smuggling ring that operated out of a warehouse with African souvenirs. The country's prosecuting authority says three Britons face drug smuggling charges. Police confiscated some $64 million worth of drugs, including more than 250 pounds of heroin and 8 tons of hashish. The Department of the Interior says it is canceling a controversial program that allows companies to give the government in-kind payments for oil and natural gas taken from federal land and waters, rather than making royalty payments in cash. Critics say the royalty in-kind program has rarely been enforced and say that's led to a loss of tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar calls the program a blemish on the department. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.